Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to Top 5, the patron-only podcast where I, Josh Earle, sit down with a good friend and we discuss the top 5 of a topic of my choice today. It's my good friend, Sammy Shah, everyone. Yay.
Hey, hey, Josh.
Hey, Sammy, how you doing?
Getting by. I'm in lockdown in Melbourne. How could I possibly be doing?
Oh, the best. It's just every day is the same. It's what we wanted all along.
No. I had actually forgotten how much of this is Sydney's fault. And yeah. And I'd really come to peace and come to terms with my our friends and supporters and lovers in Sydney. And now I see them all opening up and going back to comedy clubs.
I
hope a meteorite strikes that fucking city. I really do.
It's that thing that when their cases were higher than ours, it was like, all right, well, they're also suffering. And then they seem to drop way down. And then I look at on Instagram and see them all in the park having fun. And then I see people putting up, oh, we're doing shows in November. And I'm like, you motherfuckers. So it's like, yeah.
They're all already doing their trial shows for the comedy festival stuff. And I'm like, oh, I hate you so much.
Well,
I have nothing.
I feel so sorry for the people in New Zealand as well who are like, we did everything right. And then we let Sydney people come in to visit people. And it's like, oh, yeah.
Meanwhile, Perth is just like doing its own thing.
I know. My in-laws are in Perth and we're like, we don't know when we'll ever get over there.
Yeah, like, at all.
Yeah, it's insane. But we are talking, so a bit of a departure for today's episode. Now, normally we do top five, whatever, chocolate bars, like music from the 80s, that kind of stuff. And we both go in turns. But I thought what I'll do this week is top five what if moments.
Oh.
And instead of, because I think these might go on for a little bit. So I thought I'll just say my top five and I'll get you, Sammy, to weigh in on what you think may have happened.
All right. This
actually happened. Okay.
Okay. And these are like Marvel movies, Marvel what if style scenarios.
Yeah. This is one of the things in lockdown. Every lockdown I've had, I've got a new streaming service. This last lockdown, we got Disney Plus.
Yes.
And so we're making our way through all the Star Wars. My kids have not seen the Star Wars movies. We watched the first two Avengers films.
Okay.
And my kids want to watch Loki next. And so I think, that might be the next one. But I always see what ifs.
Yeah.
They're great. I want to watch Ronnie's one.
Oh, yeah, yes, which again, we can't watch because it's in the cinemas and we're not.
All right, so our first one, we're talking politics. Now, this one is, what if Obama never won the primaries in 2008? So Clinton beats him. Hillary Clinton beats him in the primaries.
Yeah, that's right. Okay.
So
basically, he gives the yes, we can speech, but he fumbles it. Like, he fucks up halfway through the speech. He's like, yes, we can't or something.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, this guy's an idiot.
Yeah.
And they don't vote for him. And then Hillary Clinton steps up to the moment. Now, here's the thing. Is it a guarantee that Hillary Clinton does win? Or now we end up with a John McCain, Sarah Palin, resurgent because of Hillary Clinton?
Yeah. See, this is the thing. So I think, so looking back, John McCain seemed like quite a sensible man, even though he was a Republican.
Yes.
Like, and it's that thing of like another thing I didn't realize, he hosted SNL once, which is also very funny to me. Like, just to
He is John McCain. He also, you know, I think called his wife a whore in a meeting once and yanked her by her hair so hard he pulled out tufts of hair. Like, he was a classic American male, you know, warrior and massive asshole.
Yeah.
So there is that. Hillary Clinton, if you believe the conspiracy theories, is basically just assassinating people and hanging out in Epstein Island and putting microchips in our vaccines. And Sarah Palin loves bulldogs. So here's the thing, though. Here's what I think. I think the backlash to the Bush era, right? That whole, like, 8 years of Bush is so severe, John McCain can't recover from that.
Yeah, okay.
Even though Sarah Palin is there and she really boils his, you know, his numbers, he doesn't kind of come out from there.
Yeah.
Hillary Clinton does end up becoming president of the United States of America, but it's a one-term presidency because, in the end, when she's in power, everyone's reminded how much they hate her.
Yep.
Like, really, really hate. And look, you can get into whether it's misogyny or whether it's the fact that she's a terrible politician who's done so much to just, you know, uphold the establishment. But regardless, everyone goes, God, no. But then we have a ticket in, who ran against Obama in it?
Mitt Romney.
Mitt Romney and Sarah Palin become the ticket in the next election, and they win, and we end up with a Mitt Romney presidency, which goes for 8 years. We never end up with Trump.
This is my thing.
We never end up with Trump.
Now, what's better, Obama for 8 years or Trump for, like, and no Trump?
No Trump.
Obama and 4 years of Trump or no Obama, no Trump?
No Obama, no Trump, but Sarah Palin possibly making a run for the presidency after the 8 years of Mitch McConnell winning, and then Sarah Palin possibly losing to whoever the Democrats put up.
Because my thing is, I was thinking, okay, if Obama doesn't make it, we have no correspondence dinner where Seth Meyers makes fun of of Trump, which almost is the origin story.
It's a super villain origin story, completely. It's him being dropped into a vat of acid and coming out as the Joker. That's exactly what happened there.
Or Trump is still there because Clinton is still president, and they were chummy, Clinton and Trump. Like,
they went
to his daughter's wedding, or vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
So Seth Meyers, Trump's still there. Seth Meyers continues to make jokes of Trump's expense. Trump, instead of going, I'm going to become my own late night show, and I'm going to take down Seth Meyers, which I think Trump would be happier with. I reckon he would, like,
To be very honest, I think he'd do a great job. You know, at the end of the day, he's a monster, but he has some funny zingers.
Guy
had some good zingers. So, yeah, all right, okay. You know what? I didn't realize it, but an 8 years without Obama might have left us with a better version of reality.
Well, this is my thing. I was on a roadshow once with, you know, Rahul Subramanian?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we were on roadshow, and we were like, bunch of us, so Eleanor Tien and John Hastings, talking about Trump and just saying how much we can't like Trump. And he was like going, I don't understand why you guys are so anti-Trump. And Eleanor was like, oh, he's a misogynist and all that kind of thing. He goes, yeah, but like, he's so America-centric.
Yeah.
We in India are much happier with Trump than Obama in. Like, what's affected globally because of America's are only concentrated on themselves.
Yeah.
We're a lot better off. And I was like, oh, I've got such Western blinkers on that I don't understand.
Look, I think India's different. India's got its own relationship with America and all of that stuff. There's a whole side of it, which is that, you know, Trump even increased, even more than Obama, he increased the drone attacks and all of those things. And then the border stuff that happened, which, you know, under Obama was also happening, but that also increased under Trump. So there is that whole side of it where the international repercussions were severe. But at the end of the day, we were denied a late-night TV show with Trump hosting.
I know, yeah.
And I feel like there's a what-if reality out there that just has better television now.
I still think that clip of him talking about hairspray affecting the ozone, he goes, how does it affect the ozone layer when I'm in my house spraying it on my own head? How does it get out of the roof? That is just a starting monologue would be great television. Trump with actual comedy writers writing behind him?
Oh, my God. But of course, he would never listen to any of the comedy writers. He can't read off of the teleprompter. It would have been great. But yeah, that's a great scenario. I got to admit, that is a solid banger to start off with.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.